One is the cost. Cost is, I mean, let's face it, especially not a gray-haired guy like me, but and somebody that might even be a little younger than you, they're just getting started. If they're an independent dentist, they have plenty of inherent costs in buying their practice, paying off their education, and having a life. Even outside of that, at a bigger scale, let's take the young practitioner that comes into a dental practice that's part of a DSO, part of a dental support organization. Then they're reliant on the DSO finding the value in creating the capital expense to put a scanner in and the trust that it's going to be utilized. And so I think depending on which side of the aisle you're on, to some degree the cost is impactful either way. I think on the DSO front, my bigger concern is not so much the capital expense, but the utilization of the scanner once it's in place.
Implementation, and, basically.
Yeah, the implementation and the regular usage of the scanner. Because it can be a costly venture to have it sitting somewhere collecting dust.
That's an expensive toy hanger.
An expensive toy. And, you know, sometimes if you're not the one paying for it, I think there is a risk that there's less incentive to utilize it. So that would be part of the challenge, is just the capital cost of it. I think once beyond that, is it an obstacle with the patient flow within your practice? Do you utilize it to the level that it really makes a value proposition out of the investment in the scanner? And I think that people have to just get it in their hands, set their mind to utilization of it. I'm gonna take that leap of faith. I'm gonna make sure that it doesn't just sit there. I'm going to utilize it, and I think it'll prove itself out. I mean, that's what I've heard from my two boys is, you know, Dad, it's a different world working with DSG and working with the digital scans. It's so much more efficient in my practice. My patients like it more. They're more interested in it. And you know, I think the obstacle is just getting beyond the dentist's own phobia of utilizing it and their own phobia that it doesn't work as well as what I've used before.
Yeah, and I would probably say that I agree with that. That's what I'm seeing too on the lecture circuit, is the number one issue is always cost, and rightfully so, because on both ends of the chasm you have kids that are just getting out of school with enormous amounts of student debt. Acquisition of the practice debt. I mean,
that's big too.
I'm humbled by what I'm seeing in, with some of these younger kids coming out. So I think absolutely another multi-$1,000 piece of technology is something to get their arms around. And then I see the other end of the spectrum where the dentist is thinking about retiring, has taken impressions for 30 plus years and had, you know, very little to no problems. And why would I put this huge capital expenditure now on the tail end of my career? I'm just kind of want to.
What I'm doing is working.
It's working, and I'm kind of coasting right now, kind of thing. And so my argument to both those things is that for the dentist that's coasting, I say, well, I don't know. I don't know if this is true or not. You'd have to ask a specialist on this, but I think that it probably adds more value to your practice. I think the sale of your practice probably will go up because the kids coming in to buy your practice, they kind of want to see that. They, you know, if you take two practices side by side, you lay them down, and one is digital and one's not, the kid coming out is really going to say, I'm going to go with the digital, and they may pay more for that digital. They probably will. I was coming out, and I would probably venture towards the digital.
Yeah, and I don't even think it would be, I'm going to pay more for that practice. I think it's really, is that the practice I want to be in?
Right.
And, you know, I think the same argument held true 15 years ago when we were going through the transition of analog radiographs to digital. Yeah. And now you try to put a piece of film in a young dentist's hand and they wouldn't know what to do.
No,
with it.
They wouldn't know what to do.
So I think that we're going to get to that same, don't you agree? I think we'll get to that same place with the digital scanning and digital workflows. I find it really interesting when I talk to my sons and compare notes on the amount of lab work they did and, you know, the amount of hands-on creation that they do compared to, just having the lab involved in that. And I think that's one of the unknown quantities about DSG is the depth of the knowledge and services that are really there once they establish that partnership with DSG. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, the digital specialists, again, when you have a network of multiple different labs across the United States, you kind of can pick and choose where the expert are at each lab, because each one does different stuff. I mean, maybe the lab in Florida does great planning, the lab in Utah does good ceramic, the lab in Michigan does great removable. Well, you can work with all three of them.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's you can utilize the best of the best at the different labs, and you've got them right at your fingertips. So that's been what we've noticed is from that aspect, we can use all three.
Yeah, the level of expertise that DSG has really built as a core competency within their broader group of labs is really impressive.
Versus when you and I started practicing, you know, you were kind of at the mercy of the local lab. You know,
right.
Maybe you had a couple local labs, one you had removable, one had fixed. Maybe the removable wasn't quite as good as their fixed department, but again, you were keeping it all consistent, and that doesn't exist anymore. You can really, it's opened up, it's tearing down barriers, it's opened up so much more that across
that's
the nation
exactly
that you can use.
So
I think that's the biggest thing. You know, from a young dentist standpoint, I think one of the biggest things is, yeah, that the machines aren't cheap, but I just think the value add, the efficiency, the predictability, the return on investment, I just think it's probably one of those things in your armamentarium that you can't, I mean, I can't live without it, to be truthful. I mean, my loops, my microscope, my handpiece, and my scanner. I mean, those are really three, those are the things I can't really do dentistry without anymore.
I think one of the fears that exists too is if I buy a new camera today, you know, 10 days later, they're gonna come out with a new version and I'm gonna have to buy another camera.
True statement, yeah.
So I think that's part of the fear factor is when's the right time to buy?
Yeah,
Right time to take the leap off the cliff and,
I get that
and
question.
Go do it?
Oh man, I get that question all the time. In fact, I get it so often now that I just headed off at the pass.
Is your answer now?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I say, yeah. You know, what was the time yesterday? And then is the scanner gonna be out of date in 3 years? No. Will there be something better in 3 years? Sure, it's like anything else. I mean, my phone is 3 years old, it still works. And so my scanner's 3 years old, it still works. Mm-hmm. Now, do I want the new Trios wireless scanner with the smaller head? Well, sure. Do I want to buy that? No. You know, I mean, because my scanner still works just fine. It scans quickly, it scans just like it did 3 years ago. The software updates have still been good on it.
Yeah.
So for me, it's, I want something, but I don't have to have it. And so I think that's my answer is when do I get into digital? I say, well, not yesterday, because if you try to wait for the technology to catch up, you're just going to continue to wait. And there's not.
And
that.
I think I think you talk yourself out of the advantages you could gain today. And I think those are hard to quantify until you have it in your practice. You're utilizing it on a daily basis, you see the value adds that we've been talking about so much. I think that you can't really quantify what you don't have.
Right.
So the time to jump in is now.